Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and we're coming, or rather, I am coming to you with another episode of the wonderful podcast called Silent Cries here on the Hidden Kingdoms channel. This is about voices out of the darkness, and we're picking up in episode number 9. We've been working through the dedication, and I want to pick up in that. Hopefully I can finish that for you, because we have a lot to get to. Many stories that are, and they're all true. Poems and letters to me about me doing ministry in the darkness to reach hands and hearts with agape love. So let's pick up. We were working in the dedication page, and we're going to pick up where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." You have to understand, to do God's ministry of the kingdom of heaven, of agape, love, joy, and peace, the Spirit of the Lord God must be upon you, upon your spirit. It can't just be in your soul, and it can't just be religion. It has to be at a deeper level. So I had to learn that, and I had to get the Spirit of the Lord God upon me, filled up in me, coming out of me to do his ministry. I had to have this governor, is what he's called. He's called the Holy Spirit of God himself, his spirit, which is holy, in me and upon me. I had to be a bright light like he is, flowing out from my inside, deep on the spirit, out through my spirit, so I could do spiritual work. And when needed, I would come out through my soul, my words, on the telephone, in emails, in videos, to do work for the Lord. So because the Lord had spiritually anointed me, Pastor Deborah, put on me, giving me his power, his authority and dominion to preach and proclaim, announce and declare his good tidings of the kingdom of heaven and of him, the heavenly Father, and his great eternal agape love for them, I was to carry the eternal covenant to them, those that were hiding, fearful, in the darkness of their soul, of their spirit, even physically. I was to carry his hope, deliverance, freedom, agape love to all of them. And that he desires for them to come home to him, come out of the darkness and step into the light. I was to go to all the meek, those who are lacking courage and strength, the forsaken, the oppressed, the vexed, the afflicted. That's probably you. Maybe your children, your grandparents. Maybe your whole culture, your whole nation. Most of humanity is in that shape, that condition. He, the Most High God, my Heavenly Father, has sent me, breathed me out of his own heart, and which is his mind, to bind up the spiritually brokenhearted, both their hearts, spiritually, and their souls, of all of humanity, to spiritually and physically proclaim to them the acceptable year. The time is now. The age is here. It's the season of the Lord. And the day and the time and the age of his spiritual vengeance of our God against our captives, against our slave and taskmasters, against the evil spiritual ones that were under Satan and all his demonic spirits and under the law of sin and death. His vengeance was coming to set humanity free. This was the season to comfort all that spiritually mourn. And when I had the Spirit of the Lord God upon me, both God's hearts and man's humanities could be comforted. Even God himself is crying for his losses of his children, that he is their father, their creator, that is unknown to them. They are ignorant of his kingdom. They are lost to it. They're lost to him, to the family, to a father and a mother. They're separated because of sin and death, rebellion of ancient ancestors. They are in a state of death from him, living in darkness, living in the shadow of death without any hope. But I was going to be going to spiritually appoint, declare unto them, cause them to inherit through a new birth that was coming when they believed in this agape love and this Father. For they were in mourning, and they had no spiritual strength of their own. And their hidden man of their soul, which could be many, had fallen, had become a sacrifice to death, and they could no longer find the mountain of Zion. Spiritually, nor in their thoughts, I was to give unto them spiritual beauty again for their spiritual ashes of shame and dishonor, the loss of their kingship and rulership, the loss of their royal, majestic, and majesty and place as an offspring of God in the kingdom of heaven, and in their own hearts of themselves. They needed a rebirth. They needed to learn again who they were and who he was. I was to bring to them the oil of joy and gladness for their mourning, to comfort them and heal them. I was to bring to them the garment of praise so they could praise in their own hearts and mind again, and they would be a praise and a glory in the heart of their heavenly Father. And their spiritual wounds, their heaviness, their burdens, their cares, their lack of hope and life would be destroyed, so that they, those who were sort of reborn, rebirthed out of death, sin and rebellion, birthed again into the family of the Heavenly Father, and they would no longer be his lost children, his lost precious ones, who he lost so long ago. No, they would be birthed again from his own womb, the spirit of life, out of from the grave of death, so that they might be spiritually called the kingdom of heaven's trees of spiritual righteousness, the very spiritual planting of the Lord Most High God, so that he might be glorified on earth as he is in the kingdom of heaven. And that comes out of the King James Bible, which I use, of Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. Excellent. Excellent book to read and study. Both Isaiah 62 as well. Silent cries, voices out of the darkness, deep calling to deep. It's dedicated to a heavenly Father whose great agape love for his fallen, dishonored, and without the kingdom of heaven as its king and light, his darkened and distorted image and likeness. It is dedicated to him and to his spiritual creation that left him so long ago, that left all his truth and light and didn't know his likeness or his agape love, his mother's side. They were no longer bound or tied to him or to his agape love, which was the very nature of God himself. For he is eternal, beyond comprehension. He is long-suffering, is kind, envies not, seeks not its own way, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, never fails, is perfect, and is the greatest gift to humanity from the great I Am, the Heavenly Father. Agape love, humanity's mother, the greatest gift. Silent cries, voices out of the darkness, deep calling to deep, God calling to all of humanity. Humanity calling out with silent cries is therefore now and forever dedicated to the Most High God for His great agape love of His wonderful creation and its new birth to Him called man. Doesn't mean the male sex. Man means the offspring of God. Sons, offspring, birthed, reborn, new of God. Not males or females, or any race or color, but made in the fullness of the spiritual image and likeness of God Himself. A spiritual being of light and glory, righteousness, truth, and filled with agape love, bound through joy and peace to each other. 1 + 1 = 1. Kings and lords of the kingdom of heaven on earth, His royal children. So in the name and the nature of Him and His only living Word, Christ, and the Holy Spirit Himself, this podcast, these stories are dedicated to God Himself, the great I Am, the Father, the Source, the likeness and the image of agape love. And I want to say thank you to all of you for listening to the dedication. In the next episode, we will be picking up with some acknowledgments and then the foreword, the preface, and then one of Pastor Deborah's first spiritual test, and then on to the stories. So I'll see you in the next episode, which should be number 10, here on the Silent Cries podcast, Voices Out of the Darkness, of the Hidden Kingdoms channel with Pastor Deborah. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.